I actually had a trailer, a place in the trailer, my own little makeup thing with my name on it. And I rode over in the morning with Steve Gutenberg. He was on my little bus with me. I really wasn't totally aware of all what he was at that point, but I knew he was a lead actor. So that was exciting. And then, just to be there and to actually have a real role, I knew there weren't a lot of people that actually got to speak, even though there were a lot in the movie. So being interested in acting and music, and I was a theater voice major in college, so that was important to me. And so to actually be able to do it and get it, and the lady that was doing the casting, she actually took me in so I could see what I had done. So I was pretty sure I was going to be in the movie, and of course, when it came out and you could see me, it was pretty exciting. And it allowed me to get my Screen Actors Guild card, the SAG card, which you always hear about, which is very difficult to do unless you have a speaking role of some form. You couldn't get the card at that time. Now, I don't know what it is now, but to get a speaking role, you had to have the card. So it was very unusual that I was able to have a speaking role without the Screen Actors Guild card. I had to sign something special at the time. So that allowed me to get my guild card, which was very hard to do. And then after that, I just started going to New York to try to see if I could go further with this. And actually, because I was playing in the band at the time, we were playing almost every weekend. I commuted out to New York for about 2 months. So I would go to school 3 days a week. And then flights were really cheap then. I'd fly out on a Tuesday and I'd come back on Friday and then play in the band on the weekend. Never got anywhere, but tried.